Well, we continue to bring you highlights and updates from the Haramain, and we track and we follow the developments and we follow the movement of the Hujjaj. The entire episode, the entire act of worship of Hajj serves to bring to us great lessons. And at this point, we need to draw from those lessons. One of the important lessons that we learn from Hajj is to detach ourselves from this world. We need to remove the love of materialism from our world, our lives. And we need to realign our relationship with the items of this world. Our relationship and our attachment to this world should be based on a relationship of gratitude. We should have this overwhelming sentiment of gratitude for everything that Allah has granted us, and without becoming too attached to what has been granted to us. How many times in our lives we've purchased an item which may not have been a necessity, and you know, as you receive the item, you unbox it, you rip it open, and at that moment you anticipate it giving you so much joy and happiness. But weeks and days or years later, the item is there, and you don't pay much attention to it. You were hoping to attain some degree, some level of happiness from that item, but very soon after that, that faded, and it all came to naught, and it all came to nothing. So in this world, there will be many things that we will hope and anticipate may bring us happiness, materialistic things, but that may not necessarily be the case. And what we learn from Hajj is that do not let your happiness depend on material things. We are told to leave everything that we possess behind when we undertake the journey of Hajj. You have a luxurious home, we've got to leave that behind. You have a comfortable conveyance, you've got to leave that behind. You've got to leave all the comforts of this world behind, and you undertake the journey. Even in this modern era, when we undertake the journey of Hajj, with all the comforts that have been made available to us in form of transport, in the form of accommodation, yet there are various challenges that we need to experience. And many times, you know, despite all the comforts that you have at home, now in Mina, in Arafat, in Muzdalifah, when you spend the night, all of that is left behind, and you are now to connect with Allah Rabbul Izzah entirely, making us realize that the material things of this world are temporary and will not bring us eternal and everlasting happiness. It is with our relationship with Allah that we will attain happiness and that we will attain connectivity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hajj should teach us that let our happiness, let our well-being, let our overall contentment in this world not be dependent on material possessions. We need to develop an attitude of gratitude, an attitude that signifies and indicates towards the fact that we are satisfied with whatever Allah has granted us, and whatever He's granted us, it is a favor from Him, and we are eternally grateful for that. May Allah Rabbul Izzah grant us that understanding. Our theme for Hajj this year is because less is more. The more things you have in your life, the more you've got to look after, the more space it takes in your mind, the more space it takes in your hearts, the more space it takes in your home. And then you've got to look after those things. And it all then consumes you. Whereas when you have less things that you possess, then there's less things to look after. There's less things to manage. You have a cupboard with so many things. You have your attic that is full. You have your closet that is full. Now, every now and then, you've got to open up. You've got to pack those things. You've got to look after it. You've got to manage it. You've got to now make sure that you are taking benefit from those items. And if you're not, then it's going to waste, and those items do not bring any benefit to your life. So there are many criterias and many theories that have been put out as to how you should manage the items that you possess in your life. And one such way is a theory that is called the spark joy theory, where every item in your house, you should, you know, take time, look at the item, hold it in your hand, see if it does spark some sort of joy within yourself. And if it does, keep it. If it doesn't, get rid of it. And in that way, you minimize what you possess. And Scientific research is now suggesting and indicating that the less things that a person has, the less cluttered your mind is, the more you are able to think openly, the more you are able to reflect on life and put yourself in a mental space, in a mental gear that will be more conducive for your mental well-being, for coping with the challenges of life, and it's better for your overall mental health. So these are the things that we need to learn from Hajj. These are the lessons that Hajj offers us in terms of detaching from this world and realizing that less is more, less items, less possessions of this world will give you more happiness. That is what we need to gauge and we need to learn from Hajj. May Allah Rabbul Izzah grant us that understanding.